Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy you're with us here this morning, and we have still got lots of stuff to get to for you this hour. We've got Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday, coming up here at about 8:22, and with everything going on, the alerts overseas this morning, this horrible air crash in India, we'll have a lot to talk about with Shannon. We're hoping to get to Griff Jenkins, but he is in a hearing. This morning, he's covering a hearing for Fox News, and we're going to see how the timing works out here at the bottom of the hour. If we can get Griff on, we're going to try to do that as well. Now, earlier, if you were listening to the show, you heard me point out the fact that some local school districts have struggled with making the firm call on who can use which bathroom. This has always baffled me. I've never really fully understood why you couldn't just say, this one's for boys, this one's for girls. There's a question, check your birth certificate. But some school districts have been reticent to do that. And the Supreme Court has now stepped in and ruled on a case over in Blue Springs where a student sued over this very issue. And we've got Jen Olson with us right now, of course, from the Wentzville School District and School Board. And she pointed out to me that this decision was made earlier this week. I didn't know that. So, Jen, welcome into the show. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I enjoyed your post on this because, you know, this is the big suit that everybody seems to have been waiting for to be settled so they could decide whether or not they could institute a bathroom policy. Tell us what happened.
Okay, so RMA is the student's name, initials, because they were a minor at the time that they filed suit. They initially, they are a girl who identifies as a boy. And they initially wanted to use the boys' facilities, and the Blue Springs said, no, you can't do that. You know, we go off of what's on your birth certificate. So RMA and their parents went out of state, got their birth certificate changed, you know, their name and their sex marker, came back and submitted it to the school and said, now I want to use the boys' bathroom. And the district said, no, we use what you originally submitted because that's what was on, you know, at the time of birth, your sex was female.
Right.
And so they sued under the Missouri Human Rights Act for their right, you know, sex discrimination. Well, they had to prove that they were discriminated against based on their sex. And they went through a couple courts. One court said you didn't prove that you were discriminated based on sex. They appealed it, and that court said, yeah, you did. You were discriminated against. Here's a couple $1 million. And then the school appealed it, and they upheld the trial court, which said no, or something like that. It went kind of like in that. So then they, RMA appealed to the Supreme Court of Missouri, and the Supreme Court finally said, you know, no, you did not prove that you are a boy. Sex, because the legislature has refused to add gender identity to the MHRA, which is the Missouri Human Rights Act. They've refused to add that term to the MHRA. intentionally. So we are using the plain language, the plain known term sex as defined, you know, in multiple places, which is biology, genitals at birth, chromosomes, that sort of thing.
Sorry to interrupt, Jen. I knew you could get your driver's license changed. I'll be honest, I didn't know you could get your birth certificate changed. So what then stops? I mean, this is good that the court threw it out. But I mean, what stops somebody from taking what happened here and saying, okay, well, instead of submitting the original birth certificate to the school district, I'll just go get it changed and then submit that one. And that's the only one they have to go off of.
So we... In Missouri, if you're a minor child, it's not lawful to get surgery, the transition surgery. So you, the only option you would have would be to go out of state, get that surgery and have your birth certificate changed, or just have your birth certificate changed. In the policy that I drafted in Wentzville, and we passed it back in early 2024, we have birth at or sex as assigned at birth.
Yes.
So we take your original birth certificate. So, you know, if that thing was printed and created in 1985 and, you know, and it says female, you're always going to be a female.
I love that.
So that covers that base.
It just makes sense. It just makes sense to me. I mean, if you're going to come in and challenge the sex you were at birth, I want witnesses. I want you to go go find me the OB and get your mom and dad in here, and we'll all ask them what they saw when you popped out into the world. And if it agrees with what's on your birth certificate, that's what you are.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't even know why this is a question. So now, I don't want to beat up too badly on my friends in Francis Howe, but during the school board election, this became a bit of an issue, and a lot of questions were asked to the former board members when we had a conservative majority in Francis Howe. Why won't you pass a bathroom policy? And the answer they always came back to me was, we're waiting to see what happens with this Blue Springs case, because all the crazy pink hair crowd that comes and yells at us at meetings, they're all threatening to sue us personally if we change this policy. So now there's that excuse doesn't stand anymore, right?
Well, in my opinion, it didn't ever stand. It was a misinterpretation of Missouri law. If you are acting in your official capacity, and a vote as a school board member is an official act, you cannot be held personally liable unless you are intentionally breaking the law. And the law in this area is unsettled until now, because we have a ruling from the highest court in the state of Missouri. So there was never any chance of a personal liability to anyone who made this decision as a board of seven people. You have to, if you want to take action against someone for that, you'd sue the school district. You can't sue the entire, you know, every single one of them for their house and their pension and all this other stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, I mean, I feel bad because I feel bad for all the people in Francis Howell who now have a supermajority liberal board. They're not going to see a remedy for this for a while, because even though this decision was made, it doesn't require schools to have a policy to separate based on birth sex. It just says now you're not going to get sued, or there's no standing to get sued based on the MHRA if you do have this policy.
I was looking at headlines this morning. The Missouri Independent covered the story. Here's their headline, not surprisingly. Missouri Supreme Court rejects transgender student sex discrimination claim. The decision is based on a lack of evidence, not the constitutionality of bathroom bans. It's like,
well, that's malarkey.
It is malarkey.
Yeah. I saw that headline yesterday, and that's media spin. It's not based on a lack of evidence. The only lack of evidence in this case was that RMA could not prove that they were born a boy. That was the lack of evidence, which is why this is overturned in the first place.
Interesting. Well, I'm glad you brought this to my attention. It's good to know that there's some common sense policies in at least one local school district.
Right.
And this opens this takes away the excuse some were using if there's anybody else out there on school boards considering this.
Yep. And I tagged in my post, I even tagged the Missouri School Boards Association so that they could maybe look at my policy and see if they want to use it as like a model policy, because it not only protects the privacy in sex separate facilities, but it also, it has compassion, it has understanding, and it makes accommodations for those, for whatever reason, who need a higher level of privacy. You know, they can use it during, have a private time with the bathroom so that nobody else is in there with them, or they can use a single user facility.
Sure.
Those sorts of things. So it's a very accommodating policy.
Well, I hope people are paying attention. Jen Olson, thank you. Great having you on.
Thank you again, Mark.
Absolutely. From the Wentzville Board of Education there. And, well, that's a very positive ruling by the Missouri Supreme Court. I'm glad to see it. And it just backs up what we've all said about it all along. Coming up, Shannon Bream, Fox News Sunday, the latest on, of course, what's going on in Iran. I'm sure she's going to be probably working on some guests for this weekend, because we could be on the verge of Iran's nuclear facilities being taken out by Israel, because I don't know why else you would clear out non-essential folks from embassies. We'll chat with that and the LA riots with Shannon coming up.
A week ago, everything was peaceful in the city of Los Angeles and in all of the representatives behind me in their cities as well. Things began to be difficult on Friday when raids took place, and it's important that I begin there, because that is the cause of the problems that have happened in the city of Los Angeles and other cities. This was provoked by the White House. The reason why, we don't know.
Get up, baby! Get up!
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday. We've got Shannon on the phone this morning. Shannon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, I listened to Mayor Bass there, and the only conclusion I can draw is that the mayor of Los Angeles doesn't believe anybody should be held responsible for being here illegally, whether they're a known criminal or they just crossed the border without reason. She doesn't want any more ICE raids in her town.
Well, and I think because probably so much of the economy there and the structure of the way LA operates is dependent on people who are in the country illegally. And their argument is going to be, hey, listen, they are integrated into our lives. There are nannies. There are, you know, people who are shopkeepers and work at restaurants and all those kinds of things. But for a lot of Americans in the polling shows, that doesn't make a difference to them. They feel like if people are here illegally, most especially, obviously, anybody who is convicted or charged with criminal infractions way beyond just crossing the border, majority of Americans don't want them to stay. But I think for the mayor, it may create a huge problem for her if all of those people were gone.
So are you expecting any of those no kings or whatever protests to happen in your neck of the woods? Because I know we have several that are planned throughout the St. Louis area.
Yes, I think we will, especially here in the D.C. area, with the big parade happening on Saturday. The military parade, it's the president's birthday. And so, listen, you guys know, in D.C. there's a protest every day.
Yes.
It's just a matter of which one and how many and how big they are. It's just kind of the beauty of our First Amendment at work here in the D.C. area. But I expect Saturday, it's going to be really difficult here to get around and with a lot of competing interests and groups.
Shannon, I have a question for you. I was listening to Kilmeade's program radio show yesterday, and I heard a guest point this out, that it was the military came to the Biden administration and said, we want to have a parade in July of 2025. And the Biden administration said, OK, but just keep it small, no tanks or anything. And then Donald Trump gets elected and the parade becomes bigger. But it had its genesis during the last administration. Why are so many people are opposed in claiming this is all about Trump's birthday? But that's not what the parade is about.
Yeah, it's about celebrating the army. But you know, President Trump, he is not going to do anything halfway.
Right.
And he has long been a fan of the military, of the imagery. You can see when he goes and speaks, say, for example, recently at West Point. He loves being there and saluting the military, you know, talking to these men and women, for, you know, of all ages that are serving in uniform. It's always been a fascination for him. So I think we knew if he's doing a parade, it's going to be big. So I don't think, at least the 20 years I've lived in D.C., there will be anything like this that we see on Saturday. And listen, a lot of people around here are looking forward to it. They want to celebrate our men and women in uniform and 250 years of the service of the Army. There is a lot to celebrate. And yes, the president's critics will note that it falls on his birthday. Probably not a coincidence, but it's all supposed to be in service and in honor of our service members.
Shannon, we only have, what, I think a couple more weeks left in the session for the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. Are there any key decisions, key cases that you're following here in these final weeks?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest ones, and we get opinions 10 a.m. Eastern today, is this case out of Tennessee, which could ripple effect across the country. And it's a law there that bans trans treatments for minors. And, you know, supporters of the bill and the state of Tennessee say it's about protecting people based on their age, that they can make decisions that would be life altering, and that Tennessee has a right and an interest as a government entity in protecting its young people. Obviously, the other side of that argument is that you are discriminated against trans young people and they should have the option to get to these drugs and surgeries and those kinds of things. So that's definitely one of the biggest ones that could have a ton of impact. And of course, we're waiting on the birthright citizenship case, which deals with nationwide injunctions and whether a single judge can shut down a policy for the entire country.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but roughly 30 minutes from now, those is when those decisions are released, right?
Yes, they never tell us what we're getting. They've given us a little bit of a clue today, saying a heavy day. They said that last week, and we got six.
Yeah.
So we're waiting on 27. We'll see how many we get today.
Wow. And you've got the big, beautiful bill. Like, it's kind of been forgotten about in the background of all these riots. Right.
You know, you're right. And it's got, you know, there are increasing questions about whether it meets that July 4th deadline for getting to the president's desk. I've got an exclusive with Senate Majority Leader John Thune this week. And so I've got a lot of questions about some of, you know, what some in the GOP are calling kind of their problem children, people who have serious objections and aren't a solid GOP yes vote, which they need. So I'll talk to him about how he tries to navigate this thing and put something together that can then pass the House again.
Yeah. You're talking about Rand Paul, I assume, the problem child.
Well, I'm, you know what? It's so funny. There was this spat that he was not going to be invited to. He'd been uninvited to the White House picnic tonight. The president says that is not true, that he and his beautiful family are invited. And he says in his post, hey, it'll just give me more chance to try to persuade him on the big, beautiful bill, so I hope he comes.
Don't take a bite of that sandwich. Let me talk to you about the big, beautiful bill.
Yes, first. Yeah. First.
Every opportunity that they can to get in front of, I'm sure, the Senate members on that one. Shannon Bream, we'll be looking forward to your reports on Sunday. Thank you.
See you then. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, take care of yourself. Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday. Yeah, I think that... that's pretty funny. Rand Paul said, I've been disinvited. Even the Democrats are invited. I'm not invited. I'm like, oh, that's kind of odd.
That's where Trump needs to do what he did with Gavin Newsom, where he showed the phone call for 16 minutes. Show the email. Like, no, Rand Paul, you were invited. Look, here.
Yeah.
Proof.
We got you. We got you. All right. Coming up, a couple things. We're hoping to get to Griff here in a few minutes. The a bunch of Democrat governors are holding a sanctuary city meeting, I think, in D.C. today. That ought to be interesting. We'll see what Griff has to say about all of that stuff. And there's a new IP initiative petition that's just been filed in the state of Missouri. I'll give you all the details on that before the end of the hour. Stay tuned.
The Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back. We're going to skip the intro and go straight to the man right now because he's in a hurry. His name is Griff Jenkins, and he's up on Capitol Hill. Griff, what are you covering today?
Hey, Mark, I'm covering this explosive hearing up on Capitol Hill. There's a frenzy already. It starts at 10 a.m. This is three governors, right? You've got Pritzker of Illinois, Hochul of New York, and Walz of Minnesota, three sanctuary state governors that are going to face James Comer and the Oversight Committee, and they're going to be pressed and face a grilling over why these governors in the sanctuary states have allowed scores of illegal criminal aliens to roam free, that ICE has had to go out and deal with, you know, arresting them at large, while the backdrop is you're seeing anti-ICE, violent anti-ICE protests spreading across the country, started in L.A., but now in New York, where last night eight NYPD vehicles were set ablaze, in Chicago, out in Seattle. I mean, really, it's hitting a crescendo, I think, of sorts, and these governors are going to be made to answer for the policies that their states have. But get this, it's going to be particularly explosive because there have been, on both sides, Republican and Democrat, as many as almost 20, I think it's 16 or 17 additional members added onto this committee. So this is things going to go 4, 5, maybe 6 hours among the Democrats added. AOC has got herself on here, and she's saying that she's going to, you know, take her moment in the limelight to hammer what she sees as illegal ICE activity. So this is going to get hot, fast, and furious, and we're actually standing in the hallway and with my great producer, Jessica, and we're trying to catch one of these governors. If one of them walks by, I'm simply going to ask him straight up, why have you allowed illegal criminal aliens that have been convicted of murder, of assault and battery, of child sexual abuse, why have you allowed them to roam free in your state?
Yeah, and we have evidence, Griff, of that the people they were going after in L.A. that seemed to spark all this, one was accused of murder, the other was accused of rape. These are all people who are not, you know, your average run-of-the-mill illegals, and yet Karen Bass says, those ICE raids are the reason all this happened. You need to stop doing that. Are they supposed to just let the criminals go?
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, earlier this morning on Fox and Friends, we had an interview with, in the state of Illinois, in Kankakee County, the sheriff that was essentially saying, look, these policies and these politicians, like Bass, like Newsom, like Pritzker, have allowed this to happen. That's the fundamental problem, and he called it, that's the real, quote, crime.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree. Who called the hearing? Was it? Did the Republicans schedule the hearing and subpoena these guys, or what happened?
Well, no, they weren't subpoenaed. I mean, they were asked to come, and these three governors have come. This is James Comer. This is the Oversight Committee hearing, okay. And you remember a while back, they did bring some mayors up on the Hill, but these are the governors, and, you know, one thing that's worth noting, there are 13 states identified as sanctuary states in the country. So these are only three of the 13. Obviously, California and L.A., while Newsom's not here, that's going to be a big part of today's hearing.
So and two of them are running for president, right? Pritzker and Walz.
Well, what about
Walz, right? Going to be there?
You bet. You got two presidential contenders in here, and so that's why we're hoping that they will at least address things. Hold on one second.
Yep.
You know what? I'm just going to quickly hold on one second. Mike.
Go.
Governor, have you allowed illegal criminal aliens to roam free in your state, sir?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Governor, quick question.
Sorry, doing a little work while I'm talking to you. I was just asking Tim Walz why he's allowing criminal aliens to work in his state. He didn't have any comment for us.
You go, Griff.
Live on the air. I love that, Griff. Thank you.
Do we get to see that clip later on Fox News?
Yeah, we should hopefully be able to turn that around 10 a.m.
I love that. Griff, I know you're in the middle of it there, brother. We won't keep you any longer, but thank you for the update.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, and stay tuned. You're going to have a lot of good sound for your show tomorrow morning.
It sure sounds like it. We'll talk. Thanks, Griff. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. See you. Great. In the halls of Congress.
Oh, my gosh. That's
here comes
hilarious.
Former vice presidential candidate and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
I just thought that he had ruled out that Walz himself had said, I'm not interested in running for president, more or less. And then now it seems like he is.
I think he and Pritzker will both be in a primary because he's going around and giving speeches, and Pete Buttigieg are going around giving speeches.
What about Newsom?
Newsom is going around giving speeches. I don't think Kathy Hochul, anybody takes her seriously as a presidential contender. Gretchen Whitmer is probably on the list somewhere, even though she was seen hugging Donald Trump. That's going to be Christy hugging Barack Obama on the tarmac after that hurricane. That's pretty much killed her career in the Democratic Party.
I think what could kill Gavin Newsom's run would be what happened with the wildfires and now this, his handling of it, because it kind of reminds me of what happened here in St. Louis on a much smaller scale with Tashara Jones,
yes,
where she's up for re-election for mayor and you have Kara Spencer challenging her. Well, Tashara Jones epically failed at handling the snowstorm, and not to say that she would have won had that not happened, but I think that was essentially the nail in the coffin for her, and I think the lack of response from the wildfires and now this compounding on top of it, I think could be the nail in the coffin for Gavin Newsom.
I just think that the progressives, the guy is, it looks like he's blow dried and looks like he's straight out of a central casting somewhere for that role, and he's a chameleon as described directly to me by somebody who heard those words come out of his ex-wife's mouth, Kim Guilfoyle. She described him as a chameleon who adjusts to whatever he needs to be to survive.
I believe that about Gavin Newsom. Totally believe it.
He's a Schlickmeister. He's like Slick Willie.
But it's expected that an ex-wife would say that about, you know what I mean? Like what she says as kind of you're an ex. That. You probably are a little angry, but I do believe that he probably is a chameleon.
And I think he's dangerous because of that, for that reason. But I do think this things like this are going to, that they have to hurt him on a national stage. They might help him in a Democrat primary that he stood up and he fought against the evil orange man, but it's not going to win with the American people.
Right.
And I hate to keep going back to this, but we can't say it often enough that when you hear the mayor of LA saying, what are you doing here? Why are you doing these raids? If you weren't doing these raids, none of this would have happened. Right? And I'm thinking to myself, but Donald Trump told us at every election campaign appearance he did exactly what he planned to do. I'm going to play it again for you from last year during the election. They just didn't think he would carry it out. They're dumbfounded because they didn't think he was serious. To me, he sounded pretty serious. Hold on. What has happened here is that I've turned the audio off on my computer because it makes strange noises sometimes here.
Crushing your wages and stealing your jobs. Last month alone, think of this, American-born workers lost 1.3 million jobs and migrants gained 635,000 jobs. So we're putting our migrants to work at a much higher level than our own people, our own citizens. So as we create millions of new manufacturing jobs here in Georgia and nationwide, we will make sure that these jobs go to American citizens, not illegal citizens, people that came into our country illegally. Your wages will rise, your costs will fall, your job opportunities will grow, because we will conduct the largest deportation operation, sadly, in American history. We have no choice. This is not sustainable.
We will conduct the largest deportation in American history. Mm-hmm. It's happening, and the Democrats are shell-shocked by it. And the reaction is a tantrum on the part of the left, just like the silly people on Tam Avenue overpass last night and the ones across from Union Station. They were peaceful, mm-hmm. but they didn't get the attention they wanted. So the next time you see them, they're going to be less peaceful, and then less peaceful than that. And then we'll see if Governor Kehoe has the National Guard on standby so we don't start burning things in St. Louis. Because that's what they'll go to when they realize they've lost and they're powerless to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. You know, Charlie Kirk was speaking on a college campus recently, and he was asked about immigration, and he told students, we need to put a pause on immigration altogether. His analogy was, we need to digest this massive meal that we've just eaten, ingested of all these people coming across our border by the millions, basically. So he feels like we shouldn't be letting anybody in. Now, that's almost more on the extreme level, because a lot of conservatives, you and I have said that we support legal immigration. We draw the line at people just hopping over the border and think they can mooch off of our country and never have to go through the process that so many others like Evel and the woman you met had to go through. Yeah, time-consuming. It's expensive, I think.
I did reach out to my friend Evel, and I haven't heard back from her. I'd love to have her back on the show talking about her experience of course, she immigrated from Africa, so it's slightly different, but her love of America is unmatched, man. I had her on before the election, and she was disgusted by what she was hearing out of the left and how many illegals they'd allowed into the country, and I'm trying to get her back on here to talk about that some more, because I think she has an important message.
She makes you want to be like, that's right, yeah. She just fires you up in a good way.
She check out my Facebook page today. She's like that guy that tackled that protester yesterday. That was a technically perfect shoulder tackle, and he slams the guy to the ground. And I want to know what happened to that guy. He should be given a medal. I hope he wasn't like arrested or anything. All the cops were watching when it happened. They're probably cheering inside their masks. Yes.
Well, the guy chucked the water bottle
at the cop.
Like, how far away was he standing from him?
5 feet? 3 feet? Yeah. Closer than that? Yeah. He deserved everything he got. They were going after him at the moment that guy tackled him. But he came out from left of camera out of nowhere and executed a perfect slam dunk on this guy. And he went down like a rock. So good for him. We need more people like that. All right, coming up. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but when the crazies get here, and some of them are already they're already here, but when the ones we're importing come in Saturday for this big rally downtown that they're going to have around the area, they're going to try to block the interstate. What would you do if you were on the interstate trying to, for example, get to the hospital or get to your kid's school to pick them up after school, and these morons have decided they don't care what your priorities are, they're going to block the interstate? What would you do? I'll tell you what one governor's advice is when we come back.
And we also have a policy that if you're driving on one of those streets and a mob comes and surrounds your vehicle and threatens you, you have a right to flee for your safety. And so if you drive off and you hit one of these people, that's their fault for impinging on you. You don't have to sit there and just be a sitting duck and let the mob grab you out of your car and drag you through the streets. You have a right to defend yourself in Florida.
Thank you, Governor DeSantis. I don't know what the law is in Missouri, and I also understand that you would probably face some civil lawsuits if you did that. But why is this a thing? Why are they allowed to? I ask it every time it happens in St. Louis. Why do the police allow it to happen? It's illegal to even take a bicycle onto the highway. There are signs when you're entering the highway. You cannot, pedestrians and non-motorized vehicles are not allowed on the highway. Why is it okay to block a highway? And oftentimes, these protesters, with a wink and a nod, already have it prearranged with the police. I witnessed that during the I-70 blockade when Al Sharpton was down there years ago, protesting lack of minority contracts in the state of Missouri. And he blocks I-70. And they had arranged in advance with the police which one of them was going to be arrested. It was all a show. That's all it is. The police should put their feet down and say, no, you're not marching up onto the interstate. And anybody that goes up the exit ramp will be put in jail. It's a simple warning like that. We will not enforce the law.
Oh, I 100% support that. I think about people who would be in an emergency or trying to get to the hospital, people who I think about myself of like, oh my gosh, what if I was in labor or a funeral or a wedding? I just, all these things, people have important things to do. And for some buffoon to go on the interstate and think that they have a right to block traffic is absolutely ridiculous. And I agree. The cops should not allow this to happen.
Do you remember Reginald Denny?
Mm-mm.
No, this was potentially before you were born. During the L.A. riots, after the Rodney King beating, Reginald Denny was a truck driver, and he happened to be driving through an area of L.A. where riots were going on, and people stepped in front of his truck, and he stopped, and there happened to be a news helicopter overhead when this happened, and they dragged him out of his truck and beat him in the head with a brick. So it's another thing for you. Now, he lived, and he's still alive today, I believe. But this is just another reminder of why you shouldn't ever let anybody, a mob, stop you. You're in a 6,000-pound vehicle with an engine in it. Mm-hmm. They can't slow you down. Keep the doors locked and just inch your way through it. They'll eventually get out of the way, or they'll be holding on for dear life. That's my non-legal advice for you there. Now, I promised this story earlier. There's a new IP reform that has been passed, approved by Denny Hoskins, because he's the Secretary of State, and he's the one that ends up having to approve these. And this is somebody will be going out and collecting signatures on this to put on the ballot, just so you know, probably for the 26th general election, I would imagine. This is the Interstate Compact Agreement. Have you heard of this,
no.
Kim?
Mm-mm.
So this is a group of people that wants all presidential elections to only be majority rule. They want to do away with the Electoral College, and they're trying to get a bunch of states to sign on to this compact, saying they're only going to count the overall vote, and they're going to do it on the popular vote and not on the Electoral College. So just so you know, it's coming to Missouri. They're trying to get it in Missouri. I can't imagine it would pass, but just so you know, they're trying to get this on the ballot in Missouri. Don't sign it. That would be my advice to you. All right, Kim. Have a fantastic vacation.
Thank you. Have a safe trip. I know I won't see you tomorrow, so have a good trip.
I know you're going to have fun. You're getting out of town just in time before all the crazy protesters come. Yeah, good. All right. You guys have a great Thursday. Brian Kilmeade's show is up next. Stay tuned for any breaking news from the Supreme Court. Those decisions should come out in the next few minutes. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.